Good afternoon, Netflix Customer Service. This is Cynthia speaking. How may I help you?
Good afternoon. Did you say this was Cynthia?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Cynthia. Could I possibly speak to a member of management, Cynthia?
And what's this concerning, sir?
Well, I called up with a concern it's a few weeks back now, and I was hoping to actually hear something from Netflix or that the issue would be addressed, but nothing's really happened. And so, yeah, I was just wondering if I could speak to a manager rather than kind of bore you with the details.
Let me check if there's anybody available. One moment, please.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you for holding, sir. Hi. There's a professional who wants to know exactly what is concerning because nobody left a note on your account.
Okay.
On what the issue was.
So that's even more disturbing because I called last time and I specifically remembering asking about the complaints process and procedure, and I was told that notes would be taken and so on. So there's no registering of any complaint on the system at all. Nothing.
No, nothing at all.
Okay. Well, will there be notes taken this time, Cynthia? Yeah?
Fire away.
Okay, so basically I called last time because whilst using the platform, I was with my son and we were trying to select an avatar, and whilst trying to do so, we realised that there were no black words for him to choose from, like none whatsoever. And like representation is really important.
Okay.
Yeah. I know.
Okay.
How do I explain to my 5-year old why his face just isn't on there? There's no one who looks like him or his friends.
Okay. I understand. So
yeah.
Okay, let me talk that through to our supervisor, and if you will take the call. One moment, please. I have registered everything, so I'm going to lay it. I'm going to tell him about it. One moment, please.
Thank you. Hello.
How can I help you?
Hiya. I was just making a customer service call and was about to get through to a manager, and I was unfortunately cut off.
What was the issue regarding with when you were getting transferred to a manager?
Okay, so basically I called last time because whilst using the platform, I was with my son and we were trying to select an avatar, and whilst trying to do so, we realised that there were no black words for him to choose from, like none whatsoever. And like representation is really important.
That's why I was
calling. Okay, well let me just
this is
just contact a colleague and I'll get a manager back to you to speak to you, okay?
Thank you.
Right, bear with me one second. I'm just going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
Hello, sir.
Hiya.
Thank you for waiting, sir. I just want to let you know that we're currently experiencing a queue, okay? But
okay.
I just want to let you know, is it the cartoon avatars that you can't find any...
Go on, sorry. Keep going.
Is it the... I understand that you said that you can't find any black avatars. Is it the cartoony ones that you can't find?
Okay. So I'm on the platform. I'm using a child's profile for my son. And yeah, we've gone through and we've had a look. And there's no one who looks like him. There's no young black boys that he can choose from. And there's no option for us to upload our
own. Okay. Just to let you know, sir, we do take these issues really seriously, and we are a very diverse company. We don't discriminate any race, sexuality, gender, or anything else like that.
I'm not saying that at all. But let me put it this way. I'm just making a call about representation, and
yeah.
I'm just pointing out that when I had this conversation last time, I was informed that the call would be escalated, and when I've called and spoken to the previous assistant before you, whose name was Cynthia, Cynthia has kindly informed me that no call was logged, and so therefore no complaint was escalated. So I'm not drawing any conclusions from that, but yeah. Nothing happened.
Right, so what I'll do is, because at the minute we're currently experiencing a queue, I'm able to reach someone, I'll basically let them know about your suggestion,
okay.
And then we'll put it through the log, okay? I'll also put a note on your account as well that you've called about with this issue as well.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just to save you time because at the minute we are experiencing a queue, okay?
So
I will help you with your suggestion today, okay?
Hello, you've asked to speak to a supervisor at Netflix. My name's Matt. I believe I'm speaking to Kurt.
Yes, hi Matt. Hi.
How are you doing? You okay?
I'm okay, I'm good.
Yeah, how can I help you?
Have your colleagues explained the situation at all?
Briefly, but I'd like to get your views as well, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure, I'll explain it. I'll explain again.
So... Okay, so basically I called last time because whilst using the platform, I was with my son and we were trying to select an avatar, and whilst trying to do so, we realised that there were no black boys for him to choose from, like none whatsoever. And like representation is really important.
You know?
Yeah. What you've raised is interesting, it's very relevant, and it's something that I need to take note of, definitely, because when we speak of avatars and when mm-hmm. we speak of what we do, there's only 4 countries in the world where Netflix is not available.
Okay.
Which, obviously, it's a big issue if culturally we don't incorporate everybody into the avatars.
Exactly. And that's the reason why I'm calling, because sometimes, as big a company as we are, if nobody tells you, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
And I haven't called and ranted or raved or screamed or shouted. In fact, I've actually put forward solutions. But if nobody if that gets blocked... then nothing can be done, and perhaps this then becomes a bigger issue down the road that it doesn't necessarily need to be. So this is me kind of calling nicely now.
It makes a lot of sense, especially when the children are included as well.
Exactly.
If you can, I can share the information with you. So the service itself is not available in the Crimea, in Syria, in China, and North Korea.
Okay.
For reasons obvious.
Yep.
But that leaves many, many countries that do have the service from all walks of life as well.
Of course.
Avatars, really, they should encapsulate everybody.
They should.
Especially when, if we speak of the Middle East as an example as well, I mean, obviously people have a certain, for want of a better word, a certain style, let's say. You know? And obviously, everybody looks different, and it really should encapsulate that. That said, it is really, really good feedback. I do appreciate it.
Okay, so I'm glad that you have that approach. So, what can happen? What can happen from here? What should I expect? Because I'm raising this as a customer, and I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to let it go. I'm not just gonna fade into the background. Like I do expect some follow up. I would like some follow up or some communication.
If there's any sort of follow up, it's not gonna come from here.
Okay.
From where I am.
Okay.
This is because it's just a centralized customer service unit. Yeah.
Yep.
But what I can do is submit the feedback on your behalf.
Okay.
And obviously push it to the right place and make reference to your Netflix account itself, which we don't have an ID number as you speak of, but mm-hmm. we do have the email address as the reference point, and that is unique to your account. You see?
Okay.
Aside from that, as a supervisor as well, I need to make sure that I take full extensive notes on the discussion that we've had.
Fantastic.
So this will be logged in research for the account itself.
Okay.
Which is very good.
So what I'm hearing you say is that effectively you'll ensure that notes will be made on the account that this has been flagged. You will push it to the appropriate level for your for your level of accountability. Okay, so when it gets to that point, again, as the customer, what kind of feedback's there? If I had an IT issue, I would expect that a ticket was generated and then a case would be opened, and when my issue was resolved, I'd get an email saying, like, my ticket's closed. What's the version of that in this scenario? Is there a version of that in this scenario?
The thing is, if it goes to a certain department and they deem it a very, very important action, which I believe it is, then they should respond accordingly. And they would always respond via email if they're going to do that.
Okay. And would that email necessarily come to myself?
It's the only reference we have for you, the email address on file.
So really what I'm asking is, I should Netflix take this seriously, as we both agree that it should be, I should expect some form of email communication?
I think it's a very serious point that you've made.
Okay.
Absolutely. I want to give you a piece of extra information too.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
No.
You also can you put this in writing as well?
Most definitely.
Yeah, perfect. Good.
Most
this
definitely.
Is something that should have been given to you earlier, really.
Yeah, most definitely. And what address would I need to send that to?
Yeah, this is a written address, if you don't mind.
Okay,
you know?
That's fine. Just give me a minute. I'm just going to make some notes.
It really would cover all tracks, you see.
Yep, I fully understand. I hear what you're saying. Thank you.
Yeah, so if you do your bit, I'll do my bit, and let's hope we can get this sorted, eh?
Fantastic. That's great. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that call. I appreciate that.
I appreciate the point you've made. It's very relevant to the modern world. It's very cool.